Dead Dollars: The Hidden Cost of Keeping Money in a Savings Account, by Ryan Richardson, Lightstrats. Every dollar in a savings account earning 0.5% is a dead dollar. It earns once and stops. If your money is sitting in a savings account earning 0.5%, you have dead dollars. A dead dollar earns once and stops. It has one job, does it poorly, and goes home. Most people use a personal banking system by default that makes the bank rich, not them. BankLight turns every dollar into a complete compounder. It earns before it leaves your hands and keeps earning while it's gone. Your savings account is not a wealth-building tool. It is a waiting room. Money parks there, earns almost nothing, and leaves when you need it. At that point, it stops earning entirely. That's the dead dollar problem most people never think about. Why dead dollars are costing you more than you think. Here is the math no one shows you. The national average savings rate hovers around 0.5%. Inflation runs 3% or higher most years. In real terms, you are losing purchasing power every single month your money sits idle. But the bigger loss is opportunity cost. Every dollar that leaves your savings account to fund a car, a real estate deal, or a business expense earns zero from that point forward. You spent the dollar, you lost the earnings. $1, one job, done. The bank, on the other hand, lends your deposited money out at 7%, 8%, sometimes 25% on credit cards. They are double dipping on your money while you earn 0.5%. That is not a partnership. That is the bank being their own banker, not yours. The alternative exists, but the 95% problem is real. Most people who look into the infinite banking concept or IUL-based strategies end up in a badly structured policy that eats their cash value in fees and loads the death benefit for the agent's commission. That bad experience ruins the strategy itself. The product is not the problem. The prescription is how BankLight turns dead dollars into a complete compounder. A properly structured IUL policy works differently than anything else in personal finance. When you deposit money into the policy, it earns an indexed return based on a market index, historically in the 6 to 8% range depending on the index and cap rates in effect. The floor is zero, meaning you never participate in a down year. Here is the part most people miss. When you borrow against that cash value, the full amount stays inside the policy earning as if you never touched it. You borrow $80,000 against $100,000 in cash value, and all $100,000 keeps compounding. The loan costs you roughly 4 to 5% in interest. The policy historically earns 6 to 8%. You are using other people's money while your money keeps working. That is the complete compounder. $1 doing two jobs at the same time. No other financial vehicle does this. Compare that to Nelson Nash's original infinite banking concept, which uses whole life insurance. Whole life earns 3 to 4%. Policy loans typically cost 5%. That is negative arbitrage. You pay more to borrow than the policy earns. You have to pay those loans back aggressively, or you fall behind. BankLight uses IUL instead, which flips that equation into positive territory. You can read more about the infinite banking concept and where BankLight fits in that lineage. The and not or principle. BankLight doesn't replace your other investments. A common objection goes like this. Why would I put money here instead of index funds or my 401k? BankLight is not a replacement for those vehicles. It is where every dollar lives before it goes into them. Think of it as a staging account that earns. Your capital pools in the policy, earns indexed returns, and you borrow out to fund your investments, business deals, or real estate. The invested dollar does its job in the market or in the deal. The policy dollar never stops doing its job in the policy. That is the and not or principle. $1, two returns. This also has a generational dimension worth considering. If a child is insured young, say at age 3, the policy has decades of compounding ahead of it with some of the lowest premium costs in any age bracket. A parent or grandparent who starts a policy early is building a capital system, not just a college savings account. That is a fundamentally different frame, a lifetime compounding engine instead of a one-time education withdrawal. Receipts, what the numbers actually look like. A properly structured policy uses minimum death benefit and maximum funding. That means as little insurance cost as possible and as much cash value growth as possible. An improperly structured policy does the opposite. Heavy death benefit, target premium, and generates a $400,000 plus gap in cash value over 30 years compared to the right structure. Here is the checklist that separates a working policy from a dead one. Minimum death benefit for your age and health class. Maximum funded from day one. Carrier selected for rate integrity over time, not for the flashiest cap rate today. Agent who is paid to structure for your cash value, not their commission. Client education baked in so you know how to use the policy as a banking system. If any of those five boxes are missing, you do not have BankLight. You have a sales transaction dressed up in financial strategy language. Frequently asked questions. What are dead dollars in personal finance? Dead dollars are dollars that earn once and stop. Money in a savings account earns a small interest rate, but the moment you spend it, it stops working entirely. The term refers to any dollar that only has one job at a time, which is how most people manage cash by default. Is infinite banking legit or a scam? The concept is legitimate. The problems people run into come from poorly structured policies designed by agents chasing commission, not client outcomes. A properly structured policy with minimum death benefit and maximum funding performs very differently than the horror stories you see online. Structure and advisor selection are everything. What is the difference between IBC and IUL? IBC, infinite banking concept, as Nelson Nash designed it, uses whole life insurance. IUL, indexed universal life, is the engine BankLight uses instead. The key difference is the arbitrage. Whole life loans often cost more than the policy earns, while a properly structured IUL historically earns more than the loan costs you. That gap is where the wealth building happens. Is be your own bank actually possible for regular people? BankLight is best suited for people with consistent cash flow to fund the policy, not people carrying heavy debt or negative cash flow. Business owners, investors, and real estate operators tend to get the most from it because they already move capital regularly. If you have dollars sitting idle earning nothing, the question is really why they are not working harder. How is this different from a regular savings account? A savings account earns around 0.5% and stops earning the moment you withdraw. A properly structured IUL earns historically 6 to 8% on an indexed basis, has a zero floor against market losses, and keeps compounding even when you borrow against the cash value. The dollar never leaves the compounding environment. If you want to see what your specific numbers look like in a properly structured policy, that is exactly what a strategy call covers. Book yours and let's run the math. This has been a LightStrats article, narrated. To talk through how any of this applies to your own money, book a strategy call at LightStrats.com.